Hi, I'm John David Miller. Welcome to Yes Wise Insights. Today's topic is The War on Us, presented by reallywell.com, flaxfood.com, and waterus.com, where we have natural health information, Northern Edge organic flaxseed, other superfoods, herbal products, air and water purifiers, EMF protection, and much more at reallywell.com. Well, today's topic is the war on us. The dark cabal of evil control has continually developed weapons of war for their attacks on the rest of us. Although they still run hot wars such as Ukraine, they have developed numerous unconventional types of silent weapons for quiet wars, which was the name of a document found in a copy machine cabinet back in the 70s, I believe, at a military base that was a manual for operatives serving the deep state or the New World Order, the cabal, rulers of the world, and so on. And these attacks that they have planned and executed are for purposes of depopulation, full-spectrum control, and, unfortunately, harvesting of victims, especially children, for human trafficking and slavery. Well, some of these weapons include financial weapons, such as fractional reserve banking, debt, interest, the Federal Reserve and other central banks, the fiat dollar, which is backed by nothing and is now being created digitally and in vast quantities, which of course causes its value to go down and prices to go up, income tax, which is unconstitutional, the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, to go out and enforce the income tax because they need gendarmes to do that. We have also the long history of hot wars and, of course, the Cold War, which we're kind of in a renewed Cold War with Russia and China now, but the hot wars like World Wars I and II, especially II, where you had the Nazi threat, you had the Pearl Harbor attack, which was a staged event. Our government knew about it. The Japanese planned it and with our cooperation to bring us into the war under the cabal's guidance. Then after the war, we had to deal with the communists, and we continue to have that issue. We went through the Korean War, the Vietnam War, with the staged Gulf of Tonkin incident that expanded the war. We had the Yugoslavia-Croatia War there in that part of the world. We had a 9/11 attack, which was, again, was a staged event, did not happen as portrayed or described by the media. Planes can't bring down full buildings like that. Those was controlled demolition of some type, perhaps a directed energy weapon. We had, as a consequence, the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, the battle against the boogeyman of ISIS and Osama bin Laden, all enemies, you know, just as depicted in the novel 1984, written back in 1948, we always have to have an enemy to cause us to have these wars. And then, of course, the current one in Ukraine, which is ridiculous, but still happening. And then another major aspect of their weapons are brainwashing, mind control, psyops, and propaganda. And many of these are overlaying or, you know, interpenetrating of where we put the types of battle weapons in category here. But religion, politics, law, news, the MK Ultra mind control program of the 50s, 60s, and secretly probably continuing even still today, with trauma programming, a generation of fear, hypnosis, including mass hypnosis, threat, blackmail, bribery, threat of harm to one's family, and so on to keep operatives in line, false narratives, radio, television, media, computers, cell phones, Wi-Fi, this evolving set of technologies that each one serves their purposes of control even better. And then we had the whole gamut of public poisons, from chlorine in the water and fluoride in the water starting after World War II, but pharmaceuticals for a century now, many of which contain poisons, including venoms and synthetic venoms. We have pesticides, herbicides, food additives, all of these, again, incrementally added over the decades. Poisons in our household products, many chemicals and so on. Aerosols being sprayed in the air as well. Going on, we also have bioweapons like vaccines, which are of no use, really. The whole virus thing is a mythology that they use to promote our actually injecting poisons directly, having them injected directly into us. Contain both chemical poisons, altered synthetic biology now, and even nanobots, nanotechnology, are going into our bodies and then enhancing their ability to control us. Virus biotech, where they tweak or, you know, add features to, gain of function features to these viruses, which are just scraps of protein and bioweapons that they've already developed, trying to make them more infective or more harmful. We went through the whole range of polio, the AIDS epidemic, so to speak, the Lyme disease, Morgellons, which is a high-tech disease where there's actually nanotechnology inside that grows these fibers that can emerge through the skin. We had the SARS round in the early 2000s, then, of course, the more recent COVID, which they're trying to bring back now for another round. We must not let them do this and bring the lockdowns and the masks and the vaccine levels and so on. All these things are just part of their weapons against us to control and eliminate many of us and control the rest. And we also have them threatening Ebola and Marburg, other virus weapons they've been working on. Then you have the geoengineering that has been going on in the skies for possibly 30 years, with spraying in the sky and blaming it on all the alterations in the weather that they're able to manipulate, blaming it on climate change, another mythology that was developed in the club, by the Club of Rome back in the 70s, as another major psyop to bamboozle the public into accepting limitations and restrictions, ultimately 15-minute cities, and the reasoning is supposedly for all these storms and earthquakes and so forth, climate change, but they want to gather us up in the cities, eliminate many of us, and manipulate us with technology. Nanotech smart dust is in the geoengineering sprays and the injections that we take into the body, and these become able to be manipulated by Wi-Fi and frequencies. And then you have the AI, the use of artificial intelligence, which is much older than we're imagining, but it's much more sophisticated now. They use it for war strategizing, running battle plans. They use it for surveillance. They developed voice-to-skull targeting of individuals a long while back that, again, is part of their mind control programming. They have many different uses of technology. They always are years, even decades ahead in technology of what they reveal to the public, and roll these out first for their own use as weapons and later as additional silent weapons, like us all carrying our cell phones. That's a weapon in itself that they make us think is a good thing and beneficial. So we have directed energy weapons, DEWs, and that may be what has been used, like lasers and frequencies and so forth, to generate fires and storms. They can move storms around with the HARP technology and other ionospheric heaters. They have many modalities of weather engineering, and then the frequencies that they can adjust and use for mind control, for various purposes, creating illnesses, stimulating mass murder by mind-controlled assassins and so on that are pre-programmed to do these things. And then in conjunction with that, a whole series of staged events and disasters, examples, Oklahoma City, 9/11, Santa Rosa Fire, a Paradise Fire, which were not normal forest fires or wildfires. These were generated by directed energy weapons, and in fact, the weapons melted cars and steel and so on, and left trees in some cases untouched. Very strange fires, and Maui is another example of that that just occurred. Then we had the train derailment in East Palestine and many other ones going on, staged events that were planned ahead of time, possibly. Many storms, floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, fires, shootings, bombings, all can be generated by their technologies and their plans and their operatives, their controlled actors and operatives, which of course includes the news media that presents it all to us with false narratives as part of the brainwashing. So, whoops, where did we go there? Today's program is presented by Northern Edge Superior Organic Flax Seed. It's a great brain food, high in omega-3 oil and antioxidants, great protein and fiber. Gives you a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. It's the lowest in toxic metals like cadmium and lead, and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid, specially milled and vacuum sealed to protect it, ready to eat, or you can get the whole seeds for grinding your own or sprouting at reallywell.com and flaxfood.com. We also have the detox pack with the flax, the bentonite clay, the liquid oxygen drops, vitamin O. We also have the resistance assistance pack with Lorea clear extract, chaparral, a great herb for many benefits, helps the immune system fight things off, and again, the vitamin O oxygen. And then Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix, high in antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, and pigments. Organic turmeric powder, a super alkalizing antioxidant, a spice, toxic reducing, molecular silver, with nanotechnology that combats pathogens much more effectively and doesn't build up any residues in the body, and EMF protection devices, much more at reallywell.com. Then at yeswise.com is where we have holistic learning modules, the archives of this program, and our monthly reality chat is coming up on Wednesday, the first Wednesday of each month, with a discussion on all matter of topics that are important to us. Please join me. Thank you for being here. Have a great day and be really well.